isn't it? We Protestants haven't been observing Ash Wednesday that long in comparison to some of our other brothers and sisters. Growing up, I just knew that there was a Tuesday in February or March that we were supposed to eat, drink, and be merry. We filled Fat Tuesday with all sorts of merriment, but we Protestants really didn't know why, and we sure didn't go to church the next day. After all, to come to church in the middle of the week to be reminded that we are dust just isn't our understanding of the good news. There is enough bad in the world filling our newspapers, internet, and TV. We don't need to gather and be reminded once again of how evil we humans can be. We need to come and hear the love of God. We need to gather in the sanctuary together and get close to God. We need to sing joyful songs, hear uplifting music, and hear the preacher say that life is good, we are good, and everything is going to be okay. So Ash Wednesday's kind of a weird day for us. Ashes and death and gloom. But that is part of the tension between God and us humans. We want all the good. We want life to be good. And life is good. After all, it is a gift from God. But we have prophets that remind us that all of life with God isn't what we would call a fun time. Joel declares that the day of the Lord is coming. His description is not one of a God to whom I would like to get close to, though. For it will be a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like darkness spread upon the mountain, a great and powerful army comes. The army was never around before, and it will never be around again in the ages to come. It is a powerful army, and it appears that it's a huge army of locusts. You can understand why most of us really don't want the day of the Lord to come upon us. We don't want a day where we remember the so-called wrath of God. For those who have come before us have not made it sound like a day of joy and merriment at all. At the same time, there's something wrong when we want to get close to God and all we do is rejoice, wave palm branches, and then yell hallelujah on Easter morning. It just isn't real life. Real life holds days when we feel as if the day of the Lord has come and the wrath of God is only upon us. Real life holds death and destruction. Real life is filled with moments that are not times of joy. Trying to live in the real world, not glossing over life with superficial happiness, may fill us with heartache. But facing the realities of life and the reality of what happened to Jesus can be downright scary. I remember the first time I ever saw a crucifix. I've been disciple my whole life. I'd never seen anything on the cross. It's always been empty. I thought it was horrible, and I couldn't understand it. One year, I took a youth group to the San Juan Shrine in Texas. If any of you have ever been to it, it's a site that's been declared holy, as supposedly many a miracle of healing has happened there. Inside the building, they have a full-size replica of Jesus laying in a glass-like casket. The youth were appalled. It didn't make sense to me or to the youth, for all we have ever known is the empty cross and the empty tomb. I had never stopped to think about the days leading up to the good news. There are many of you who have had similar experiences, and that is why we gather on Ash Wednesday. We gather so that we can be truly human, warts and all. This is it. We tell God this is who we are. This is what we know doesn't glorify God. We come before God saying that we want to live the way God wants us to live. We come together to claim that we do want to follow Jesus. In following Jesus, we need to turn to God and look clearly at what it means for Jesus to be the Christ. It means that we, for 40 days, live almost counter to the rest of the world. Jesus calls us to turn, to repent, and to place God at the center of our lives. And as we turn to God, we realize that God is God, that we are God's creatures, that we as humans do things that are harmful, hurtful, and we do not always follow Christ as we profess to follow Christ. Does this mean that we're bad? No. It means that we are human, and God knows that, and God continues to call to us and wants to be with us and wants to dwell with us. God wants our heart. During these days of walking with Jesus to the cross and resurrection, we have the opportunity to delve deep into our hearts as individuals and the opportunity to delve deep into our hearts as a community of faith. We have the opportunity to lay all of the hardness of our hearts before God and let God's Holy Spirit fill all of those places left empty. The prophet Joel tells us that it's what's inside that matters to God. The Lord says to rend our hearts, not our clothing. People showed their repentance of their grief or their dismay and sadness by tearing their clothes. People would rend their clothing as an outward way to show others their grief and repentance that fills us. But that did not necessarily mean that their hearts were turned to God. Joel tells us that the Lord says, yet even now, even though the army of locusts are on their way, there is hope. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and abounding in steadfast love and relents from punishing. Tear open your hearts. Open your hearts completely to God. Confess before God that we are human. Confess before God that we are not God. Confess before God that we who are made from the dust need our hearts to beat as one with the holy. If we do this, it means that we are offering our hearts to God. It means that we are asking for our hearts to be filled with the holy. It means that we are opening our hearts to Jesus Christ. And if we do that, then we must walk these next 40 days living every day with the realization that we are only creatures. Creatures to whom God offers grace and mercy. Creatures that have a God who is slow to anger, relents from punishing, and loves us more than we can ever imagine. Can we imagine our hearts beating with God's heart? This is the day to make it happen. This is the day to begin the journey with a God who loves us even though we crucified Jesus. This God still calls to us and just wants our hearts. It's a weird day, isn't it?